Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is the 22nd day of December, 2013. And it's on days like this, here on the Sunday edition, that I have had a day to only work a little bit on news and geopolitical developments and the state of our world, and have had a little bit of time to spend some moments with the family. And reflect that I think we do probably even a better radio broadcast than on average I do weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Over the years, obviously, I'm 40 years old now. I've had a lot of family come and go, friends and family die, seen family die in the hospital, been there holding friends and family's hands when they die. And it never makes it easier. And when I open the phones up later, I don't want people to call them with sympathy because people are going through this stuff all over. One of our crew members' grandfather just had a heart attack and is in bad shape. We need to pray for him. But my uncle, who I'm so close to and who out of anybody in the family knew more about the New World Order and everything else because he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam and then worked and did things in Central America and other places, he is in really bad shape from this mystery illness, which they've tested him. They're not saying it's flu. They can't find out what it is in his lungs. Will you guys print me that Reuters article that I mentioned on Friday? I forgot to get that, where it talks about a superbug infects half of chicken and how if you get this stuff, it basically kills you. And I'm not saying that's what it is, even though that's a microplasm, you know, microscopic bacteria. It's a microscopic bacteria compared to a regular bacteria. But that's what they think it is. And I knew the media, because it's killing people all over the U.S. I know quite a few people that have died from it, and so do my crew. New Jersey, Texas, California, you name it. And, of course, there's finally news articles a month into this. We're calling it a mystery illness 3 weeks ago. It's been going on for a month that I've known about it. Killed my cousin, my uncle's son. And he took care of him. That's what where he got it. They didn't know it killed him either. And now they're reporting it in the Houston News and other things as a mystery illness. And then I said, watch, they're going to call it the flu, because they've done this before where they say this person died of the flu, that person died of the flu. And I'm not saying the flu can't kill you, but a lot of times they will hype it up and it turns out it's something else. And they'll say, oh, child that died of complications from surgery, not from flu. And sure enough, they're calling this the flu, but then when you actually call the hospitals, I've done this, trying to find out what this is, they go, no, we think it might have been a flu, but we can't prove that. Well, don't you have a test for the flu virus? Yes. Inconclusive, or didn't find it. And the point is, hundreds of thousands died. Conservatively, it's 200,000. It varies, 230, 180-something. 1,000 died from flesh-eating bacteria, staph infections, things like that, the different types of bacteria. But it's not a big hyped issue. Flu, they say, kills 35,000 a year, but mainly the infirm folks that already had complications. And that's a big deal still. And I would take the flu vaccine if they ever properly guessed which flu it was going to be the next year. I believe in inoculation. I know it's a real science. The problem is that these are corrupt companies that have been caught doing all these horrible things and then lie and say, oh, get the flu shot, it'll protect you, when they admit, you can look this up, it's never protected anyone. They've never guessed the right group of strains. And then they've got all the studies. In fact, I didn't do free research on this. I've done a ton of research in the past, but refresher research to pull up the actual news articles. But you can type in, taking H1N1 vaccine doubles chances of getting regular flu, stuff like that. It lowers your immune system. And that's what we know. So it's just like antibiotics are great, but the overprescription of them has created superbugs. And so it's the same thing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here to tell you
to thank you for being a loyal listener. we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first report say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We'll take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 22nd day already of December 2013. One more Sunday broadcast, and then we'll be into 2014. And this has been an incredible year. We'll obviously be doing broadcasts throughout the weekday show and into next Sunday and the Monday after that, 8 days from now. Talking about 2013, looking ahead into 2014. It's been an amazing year for global awakening about the nature of reality and geopolitical systems. It's also been a year of growing tyranny and growing oppression and growing fraud and basic corruption. Naked corruption parading around in front of everyone. I think that's one reason people are waking up so fast. It's a year that my radio show, to a great extent, has become passé. The White House put a report out this week because they'll report on what they're doing and what their controllers are doing to try to fool their constituents that they're some type of, you know, true liberals when they're actually authoritarians, along with the Republican leadership, a bunch of bloodthirsty, control freak autocrats who want to extinguish every form of individualism because they see it as something that stands against their hegemonic monopoly of control. But the White House came out, big national news, they're reining in the NSA with their Blue Ribbon Committee. Why, certain corporations have access to the NSA data and are using it against their competition. Told you that's the main thing the NSA does. And they go, well, American interest. Yeah, the people running our country really care about American interest. And then, oh, they're spying on Israel and other governments. Oh, this is so illegal. No, it's not. If there's going to be spying, the government spies on other countries that could be a threat to this nation. Like Russia, China, Israel, England, everybody else. I love how the media is like the biggest, dirtiest thing is we're spying on Germany. Oh, my God. Folks, the truth is they put it all in one big echelon Anglo-American pool. When I say that, they call it the globalists call it the Anglo-American Power Alliance. Australia, New Zealand. I'm going from the Pacific over Japan, some of the Asian countries in the Far East, right through to Eastern Europe, a few Middle Eastern countries, Jordan, Israel, right through into Eastern Europe, right into Western Europe. It's partially Anglo-American power access, but they play both sides with the Russian and Chinese power axis. Right into the main source of the Anglo-American model, Britannia, Albion, the United Kingdom, Airstrip 1, the heart of the New World Order, into England's reconquered Lebensfrau, North America. And it is the main global monopolar empire is the Anglo-American establishment. And they are vying with Russia. They've almost taken down. And then communist China that they built up to deindustrialize and conquer the middle class in the West. They're playing a double dual game using the billion Chinese plus slaves to leverage out the West and bankrupt the system in a so-called free trade deal. It's not free trade with slaves and suicide nets and robots replacing the humans at Foxconn Apple slave complexes. And they've almost got their program in place. And then they're going to double-cross the Chinese, double-cross the Ruskies, who, as bad as the Russian government is, they pay people to have kids. They admit eugenics. They admit a homosexual agenda to depopulate and source U.S. and globalist programs. You watch Russian TV, it's like the New World Order power structure is adding cancer viruses to the vaccine. Our scientists have found the proton, zikron, you know, microplasm, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And it's only because the Russians have gone from 200 million to 100 and something million. They're all dying. They're all under chemical and bio attack. They were run by the communists that our banks put in power in 1917, and they admit that all over Russian TV. That's why it looks like Putin's a good guy. He's not a good guy. He's a strong man, but he's actually trying to build up the country under total New World Order attack. And don't worry, Russia's probably going to fall to the New World Order. The New World Order is too scientific, too focused, too wicked. And the communist Chinese have totally bought into the whole deal. I just can't believe it. It's so horrible. I don't even know what to say about this abomination the New World Order's built, the Anglo-American New World Order. And again, it has nothing to do with white people. That's the old name of the alliance, because the British Empire was known as the Anglo Empire, and then it an Anglo-Dutch oil interest, and then it merged with the United States in 1922 with the establishment of the Globalist Congress, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the Royal Institute of International Affairs office in Pratt Street, New York. And it's just so frustrating to see our people so dumbed down, so culturally destroyed, so even unaware of what's happening. And to know that we're under systematic economic warfare. Because the globalists are waging war against everyone, every nation state, every individual. They're all exempt from the law, exempt from the rules, diplomatic immunity. And so then everything they pass and push is meant to literally make us destitute in their own white papers as an act of total siege against humanity and the weakening of humanity with their psychological warfare. Anti-family, anti-God, anti-liberty, anti-private property weapon systems, which have been so devastatingly effective. And their goal is death. Their goal is destruction. Their goal is raw, pure, satanic power. And I don't know how we'll ever face this and deal with it if people don't come to grips historically with this spirit that is in the world that manifests through governments and manifests through corporate combines. Now, my uncle, who is one of the most dear people in my family, I love him as much as I love my mother. He's such a sweet, good, smart person. He is fighting for his life right now. And so many other people are fighting for their lives. 3 weeks after we reported on the mystery illness, because we know it's a mystery illness because the doctors can't tell us what it is, even though they send it off to the CDC. They won't tell them. They believe it's a microplasm, the best hospitals in Texas, but it's killing people all over the United States. I mean, you'll have eight people admitted in a small hospital, and six of them will die. That's on the Houston TV, you name it. 23,000 killed by superbugs in U.S. each year, CDC says. That's a whitewash. Upwards of 200,000 die from infections in the different flesh-eating bacteria and strep and other things that are in the hospitals. So I've got some news on that because superbug, Reuters reports, bacteria widespread in U.S. chicken. Half of the chicken in the U.S. has it. And if you eat it, a good chance it's going to kill you. And that's what a lot of scientists I've been talking to and doctors believe it is. We're going to tell you about that when we come back. And we've got U.S. sailors assisting with Fukushima cleanup, crippled by cancer. We'll tell you about that.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is leading for the freeway. It's flashing more bright as the cities fly by. And the taillights dissolve in the coming good night. And the questions
inside. You know, this song by Robert Plant is one of my favorites. And it's a love song as he's driving for a day to see his love and having distant girlfriends. And you know, you drive 3-4 hours up to see your girlfriend up in Dallas from Austin. I know that feeling, how it intensifies wanting to be with them. But I was just thinking about when I drive tomorrow, or maybe even tonight, to be with my uncle who's in critical condition and might die from this mystery illness in East Texas. How it's a different type of love and driving to meet someone who you've got to be with, who you want to be with, but you don't want to be with them. You don't want to see them like that on a respirator. Hearing that song, I always think of going to see a lover, driving the distance, building the electricity in the air, instead of driving towards someone who may die. In fact, the doctors statistically think he probably will. They've seen people come back from this point. Not, oh, many times they come back from this point. And I don't talk about my own personal story here to make it about myself, but about the whole human experience of us together. And it hit me today stronger than ever that that's why I have such enmity against the New World Order social engineers, because they really hate humanity. Their shared experience is a disdain for the general public and a will to dumb them down and to try to rob their destinies, try to shutter the doors of perception in their minds. And for me, that is the ultimate sin, to want to hurt the innocent, to want to falsely program a mind so that you can rule over a planet of mentally stunted individuals. That is the ultimate sin. So if you have to separate who those of us that love liberty from those that love evil, it really is those that love light and those that love pain and domination and failure and wickedness and betrayal. Those of us that love starlight, those of us that love the light of the sun, those of us that love the light of a child's eyes, those of us that love the light of a happy chuckle or time well spent with friends, those of us that enjoy and value the fact that we don't betray our people, and that we don't betray anyone. We reluctantly crush those that would dominate and enslave us, like you step on a scorpion you find in your bed. Darkness is just assaulting every form of goodness, because to the darkness, goodness is ugly and must be pulled down and destroyed. I have a lot of news here today, and I will comment on the whole Duck Dynasty situation, because normally when something's a big mainstream media story, it's a diversion, it's a distraction, or it's meant to socially push an agenda. And, of course, that's the case here, but it's important because it's a major battle over the First Amendment. And it's a battle that we're actually winning. And I want to break that down, but this is not about tolerance for gay people. I want folks out there who are happy in their lives and in those they love and those that they're attracted to. I want you to know that it's not out of some form of guilt or out of some form of being beaten over the head that I say that I don't judge you or dislike you. It's important for you to know that, quite frankly, I'm not thinking about you. Quite frankly, I don't care what you do in your own life. I'm an individual. I'm a libertarian. But I do not want to be conquered by your culture, which is a socialist Democratic Party, anti-family, anti-man, anti-woman, control freak agenda, and you're just the tip of the spear. Using the goodwill of the general public towards equality and egalitarianism and non-judgmental freedom, you have used our goodwill to push your whole anti-free speech agenda, and people are sick of it, and it's blown up in your face. And I will talk about that later. But I even have more important news. That's important, but even more important news I must cover first. But it is the assault on the youth of this country and pushing the sexualization of children. I don't care heterosexual, homosexual, it's pedophilia. And I've had enough of it. And I've had enough of the, you're a racist if you don't agree with Obamacare and the giant screw job that that is. And you're a conspiracy theorist if you're informed, and then that's just some throwaway term that ignorant people use to not listen to what you have to say. I'm tired of it. This country and this world is in deep trouble. And if you fundamentally as an individual out there don't realize that, you have no connection to reality, no street smarts, no common sense, no nothing. Because this stuff's all staring us in the face now. It's not hiding. It's looking at you eye to eye. And I want to talk again to talk show host, liberal, conservative, libertarian. I don't care who you are. And I've seen some response in a good direction this way, in private communications and things like that. That's good. I don't care who you are, whether you're Rachel Maddow or whether you're a local radio host or who you are out there, whether you're Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck. I don't care who you are. I've never been an infighter against humanity. I've never been somebody that snipes at anyone that I believe is, has a stance of liberty, even if I disagree with their perspective. But this is the time for humans to come together who want to have any type of due process or future. Because when we give in to corruption, the sky's the limit, and we have fallen into a bottomless pit, and things are degrading and degenerating and becoming critical right now. And we're going to pass the point of no return towards dominoes falling across the board that are not going to be pretty, economically, culturally, for sovereignty, you name it. There is such an arrogant assault by the corrupt against everything good that the corrupt are even destroying the very foundational underpinnings of the prosperous structure that has allowed the corrupt to become so wealthy, skimming off the top. And the corrupt always do this. They always bring down the whole structure. But I say to all of us who aren't corrupt and who don't have an instinct to hate goodness, we have to rally behind everything good now. And I know sin is alluring. I know corruption is alluring. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I understand this stuff up one side and down the other. I would love to use all the rings of Mordor, to use that analogy, all the tricks of evil to be successful against evil. But evil used against evil only begets more evil. Tyranny only produces more tyranny. But I look into my cultural and spiritual and historical palantir, my crystal ball, and I can tell you, you shouldn't need a crystal ball to see what we're in, not what's coming. I've got medical news straight ahead, then the First Amendment news.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Smoke on the water.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, different strokes for different folks. Takes all kinds to make the world go round. All I know is a frontal assault on tyranny, telling it like it is, not mincing words. I'm sure some of you out there have got better ideas. That's why you need to take action against corruption wherever you find it. All right, I haven't gotten into any news yet, 33 minutes into broadcast. I've mentioned some of it. I want to cover a lot of it right now. And first, we've got big medical news, then huge Obamacare news. You've got a day and a half to sign up for it, or you're going to be fined thousands of dollars. Of course, almost no one can sign up for it. And that's how it was written, as a giant screw job. So we're going to be explaining that and breaking it down as well. Also, the Kyoto news, all the big papers over there are reporting massive radiation increases. And they're reporting on U.S. personnel that helped with the cleanup. Valiantly dying at record levels of cancer, but that's only in the Japanese news. We're going to be breaking that down. So when there's a real crisis, the establishment is not going to tell you about it. And that said, I want to say something about my uncle who's fighting for his life right now in a Tyler, East Texas, a nice hospital, good people there. William Hammond was a highly decorated and is a highly decorated Vietnam helicopter pilot in Special Forces operations. He never told me about that. Me and my cousin, we were about 12. He's the same age as I, Buckley Hammond. Dug through when he was going to work one day when I was down in San Antonio. One day went dug through his Army trunk, and it was all the citations and shot down six times, delivering Special Forces, and just all this incredible stuff. We sat there all day just reading this, all the just amazing stuff, and probably a lot of it classified. But the point was is that it had the citations and the letters and the medals and the missions into countries, you know, around Vietnam. And then he went and did work in Central America and so many other things. And he was the guy that when I was about 14, 15, I already read all these history books and had family that were John Birchers, but it was like background. He was the guy when Rush Limbaugh was first on the air. When I was about 14, 15 years old, I'm only 40. I think Limbaugh's been on that long. He was on the air when I was 15. I was like, I love Rush Limbaugh. He's the best, and I'm a conservative and libertarian. And he looked at me and he said, listen, it's a lot more than that. There's a global empire. It's a world government. The CIA works for foreign banks. You know, I'm not going to tell you about it all, but just believe me, son. And he said, you know, read these books and gave me materials. And he's the guy, more than anybody, more than even my dad, who's a really smart guy and knows about how the world really works, who I probably wouldn't be on the air today if it wasn't for William Hammond. And I just dread going, because I hear it's bad, him on that respirator, going and seeing him in East Texas tonight or tomorrow. I probably should go tonight. I just do not want to go. And I just hope he lives. The point is that for so many other people, Rob Dews, one of his best friends, 34 years old, our news director. He's only 39. His one of his best friends in New Jersey died, and they did test. They don't know what it is. It's not H1N1. It's not swine flu. They can't find bacteria. They think it's a mycoplasma, which is a tiny bacteria. It's like compared to regular bacteria, like a regular bacteria is an elephant. This is like a flea compared to regular bacteria. Like an amoeba is a star destroyer compared to a regular bacteria that's an elephant, and this is like a flea. That's basically, or an amoeba is the Empire State's building. A regular sized bacteria is an elephant, and this is like a flea. I mean, that's how small they are. There's KHOU. 3 weeks after I started reporting this, they started reporting it in Dallas, Houston, and mainly East Texas. Mystery illness claims 4 lives in 1 hospital. And by the way, since then, it's 6 lives out of 8 at 1 hospital. This is killing a lot of people. Of course, the big pharma that advertises everywhere jumped on it and said, oh, it's H1N1. Now go get your flu shot. Folks, I have the articles right here. I'm not a troglodyte. I believe in technology. I believe in the science of immunization that's been around with smallpox for 500 years. I know immunization works. The government's been caught doing secret testing on basically everybody. They've been caught adding horrible stuff on purpose to vaccines. Bayer got caught adding HIV and hepatitis knowingly to their factor VIII for 11 years. They didn't get in trouble. They go to prisons with people that are HIV positive and take their blood on purpose. Bill Clinton was part of that. And I don't trust it because of how dangerous these companies are. And their side effects to vaccines. That it lowers your immunity. Yeah, it'll help you when you do it sometimes, but then it lowers your immunity to everything else. And I've got studies right here. I'll show TV viewers. I'll give you the name of the studies for radio listeners in a moment. The issue is it's like penicillin discovered in 1944. Secretly discovered by the Allies. And then not widely used till after that. The problem is it's given rise to the superbugs that will kill you, that there's no treatment for, tuberculosis, the list goes on and on. And they've got antiviral drugs that are making the viruses stronger. I'm not saying antibiotics are bad. I'm saying that overprescribing them and all this now is that they got to give you antibiotics so strong they make your kidneys shut off, which has happened to my uncle. And the doctors believe it's a bacteria, a mycoplasm. Then I got to hear in the news, oh, Tyler. People are dying in Tyler. It's H1N1. I talked to the doctors. No, it's some kind of bacteria. So I'm talking to them, and I'm making calls to Houston, and they think it's a bacteria. And in the news, they're saying it's flu doesn't last 3 weeks, folks. If flu's going to kill you, it kills you in 4 or 5 days. This is taking a month to kill some people. Some people, it's killing overnight. And they're saying they believe superbugs may kill billions, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm saying this is such a humongous issue. Now, let me show you a few headlines that deal with this. Again, my cousin, 3.5 weeks ago, gets a fever one night, is dead in the morning. My uncle's taking care of him, goes over to take, because he lives in the same area. My cousin, Peter Hammond, dead in the morning. Dead. My uncle gets sick from it 3 days later. Fighting it for 3+ weeks. Week and a half ago, couldn't breathe, already been in the hospital. They discharged him. No, you don't need to be at the hospital. Goes back, can't breathe, on a ventilator, fighting for his life, losing circulation in his legs. Brainwaves are there, but going down. This is serious, and how can you tell it's a real plague, folks? Historically, I've researched this. You can look it up. When it's real, when it's really killing people, 200,000+, they estimate in the CDC, die from, quote, infectious complications. They only list 20-something thousand as superbugs, but it's well over that. Some of the numbers we've got are more than 1 million actually dying. It's something like 3 million all total, bad drug interactions, cutting off the wrong leg. You know the horror stories. The sick buildings in there with the super-resistant bacteria. Number one thing is if you're going to go to a hospital, go to a brand-new one, folks, because the old ones, no matter how good the doctors are, they've got stuff in there that's basically immortal cell lines. And we don't know what that is. There are cells and bacteria, but also animal cells, that cannot be killed except by fire. Just search immortal cell line. They first discovered it back in the 40s with cancers that kill the people that take them, but you can put the cancer in a petri dish, it's alive 10 years later. It's like zombie cells. And that's basically what antibiotics are helping accelerate. And I've got a story right here. Superbug bacteria widespread in U.S. chicken, Reuters. And it says half the chicken, 49.7%, carried a bacterium that is basically impossible to kill with any known antibiotic. And I've been talking to scientists, epidemiologists, you name it, in the last month. You heard us first here almost a month ago say there's a mystery illness because it's killing my family, my kin, and other people. And I'm looking at the reports. My dad's been to the hospitals, and he's a physician. And they don't know what it is. They think it's a mycoplasm. And they believe it's connected to the over-antibiotics use in these infested, mainly chickens, in these giant mass production concentration camps where they cut their beaks off and have them covered in mites and these hell holes force feeding them. I mean, this stuff's all going to blow back on us, folks. That's all I can tell you. And I'm going to finish this up and come back with the flu news. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time.
Because at 5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows pole, the sands of time. The sands of time for all of us are running low. This is William Shakespeare wrote, out, out, brief candle. This consciousness, this being alive, being able to see all the wonderment around us. Meanwhile, the globalists dominate our reality and make us look at all these Hollywood people and all these music people and Britney Spears and Kanye West and all of it. It's a fraud. It's a joke. The NFL, all of it in the final equation is nothing compared to God's creation around us. Finishing up, the point is that in major studies, I'm going to show these to you if you're watching on TV. I'll mention the headlines for radio listeners. They've never, in 50 years of flu vaccines, guessed what the mutation is the next year. And then there's cancer viruses and mercury and mutated dead bacteria and DNA and RNA. It's just, it's a nightmare. And then they get on the news and go, no side effects from flu shots. And then you actually read the studies. A lot of times the flu shots somehow mutate other flu in your body and then cause super plagues and lower your immunity and just do so many bad things, and three flu shots, and it doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. That's CBS News on a study a decade ago. Here's some of the headlines right here. Confirmed, flu vaccine increases risk of serious pandemic illness. That's from Dr. Mercola. He's posting an ABC News article. If you scroll down, ABC News. New study confirms flu vaccine really does increase your risk of serious pandemic flu illnesses. Does it seriously increases it? It doubles it. And that's from Australia, Canada, the United States, government studies. I mean, everybody I know that takes the flu shot gets deathly ill from it. My mother used to be a triathlete. They told them all, take it. She was on the UT master swim team. They said, take it. She got almost died like a decade ago. She doesn't take vaccines now. My uncle got cut. They told him, take a tetanus shot. He swole up, almost killed him. Not the same uncle, my dad's brother. He says, I'll never take another vaccine. Your doctor's not bad, but they are working for a system that's fraudulent. Here it is. Dangerous drug-defying superbug, MRSA, jumps from hospitals to strike communities. What is this, Associated Press? This is the type of stuff that we're talking about here, okay? I mean, there's just literally thousands of articles or more on this. Like, thousands is an understatement. Probably millions of stories and hundreds of thousands of studies. But then, I've read this many years. They always do it in major newspapers and on radio and TV the month before school starts, because that's a big time for the schools that pay for all the vaccines. The big vaccine makers are lobbying. They say there are zero side effects from the flu shot or any of their vaccines. Don't listen to conspiracy theorists. And then I'll take those articles here on air, and I'll put them right next to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and show each vaccine they're talking about. And every one of them says can kill you, can give you Guillain-Barre's, permanent narcolepsy, permanent epilepsy, autoimmune disorders, foaming at the mouth, psychotic breaks. I mean, kill you from the flu, can give you the flu. I mean, they just admit it all. And then I go, hey, you might want to read the actual insert. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Hey, I got three children. I got a wife. My children have never had one vaccine. They're healthier than all the other children I know. This is like a killer illness. They had this lung thing. We're sick for 3 weeks. My kids are never sick. They had this mystery illness. Went to the doctor, did swabs. Doctor said, here's antibiotics. Here's antiviral. And I said, no. And my wife said, no. Do a swab. Send it off. We'll pay the $500 for a wide spectrum test. Doctor goes, well, actually, we've been doing tests. We don't know what it is. So you're just going to tell us take this antibiotic? No, we're not going to do it. And they got better. Because it turns out they've had my uncle and everybody else on everything. And then it's so toxic, that basically kills them. If the virus or bacteria or whatever it is doesn't. They can't find out what it is. They don't know. And just giving you more drugs and more antibiotics makes it worse. They raise turkeys and chickens, ladies and gentlemen. I know Christmas is coming up. I don't want to freak you out, but better buy free range, ladies and gentlemen. And it costs a few bucks more, but it's worth it. Let me tell you why. I've worked in agriculture. I've got a family's got a big ranch, cows, you name it. I've worked for a large animal vet for multiple years, and I've been to these facilities where the vet has to sign off on them. You're talking a million chickens in one building with mites crawling all over them, ladies and gentlemen, and giving them so many drugs, the chickens have had their beaks cut off so they don't kill themselves. Because a bird will kill itself living in a hell. You'd kill yourself, too. They will peck at their body till they die. They cut their beaks off. These are giant blobs held in cages inside of their body, literally being force-fed food. And given, and there's drugs in the food, and the bacteria in them are becoming, and the viruses are becoming so strong in these living, tortured petri dishes, and then we're eating the literal tortured animal with all its tortured hormones and things as its body fights back, and all of its endorphins, and all of its pain, and everything it's been through. We then eat this, and we wonder why our girls go into puberty. First it was 15, then 12, then 10. There are girls having babies at age 7. There are girls going into puberty at age 3. Because the doctors say don't eat GMO, don't eat hormone-fed chicken or whatever. Chickens are the worst. That's where they really, really hit them hard. No. They go, oh, we're going to put your 3-year-old on hormones so your 3-year-old doesn't have a menstrual period. You don't believe me? Just search engine. 3-year-olds are now having menstrual periods. 7-year-olds are having babies. We are cursed by the evil of these corporations. And some of the people on the real left criticize all this, and they should. Meanwhile, we're talking about Duck Dynasty and a preacher, a lay preacher, rich guy that came up with duck calls, who they gave a show to make fun of conservatives. It became so popular with conservatives and Christians. It's the number one show in the history of cable. And they kick him off. That was the Daily Mail headline. Girls starting their puberty at 3. See, I'm not making this up. The point is, I think they had a girl in Mexico, got pregnant at 5. The point is, 7, they're having babies. And then Esquire, or was it GQ, goes and interviews him. What do you think he's going to say? It's his culture. He's not going to endorse homosexuality. And so then they go, oh, he's off the air. And then Cracker Barrel removes their items until there was a backlash. And Walmart sold out of their items. They know what's going on. The point is that it's about domination. It's about being conquered by this system. Because if they can sell you on the false civil right of we got to teach 5-year-olds how to have anal sex, as they do in public schools, and 7-year-olds how to masturbate, or we're not liberal, it's really pedophilia. If they can get away with that and taking crosses down and nativity scenes and Christmas trees down, folks, they can get away with anything. It's an agenda of total social control. And they're using gay people, ladies and gentlemen, who I have nothing against. I don't judge anybody. Let me tell you, that is one of the least of the things we got going on in this society. The point is they're pushing that agenda because they got the NSA spying on us and the foreign banks debasing the dollar and all the corruption and the deindustrialization. The government wants to be able to have something to have us fight over because the Republican and Democratic leadership is totally destroying this country at the top and trying to destroy the Libertarian Tea Party that's trying to stop it. You'll know who the good guys are. Look at who's being attacked. So they want to have some football issue, some phony right of, oh, the right wingers don't want to pay for sex changes of serial killers. Literally. Well, this serial killer killed 15 people, and he wants to be a woman, and the surgery's $50,000, and racist homophobes don't want to pay for it. We got superbugs breeding. We've got Russia threatening to nuke Europe and the U.S. because we're moving missiles in against them. We've got our government funding Al-Qaeda to attack sovereign nations and turning Egypt over to radicals. And we've got all these serious things going on, and we're talking... let me tell you. There's almost nowhere in this country that gay people are being suppressed or attacked. And we all know that. This is all about a phony thing to get us all debating whether some hillbilly, some country bumpkin... can say, I like women. I don't know why you like guys. We're all talking about that. Our whole civilization is coming down around us. And I've got news coming up in the next hour. Fukushima radiation is off the chart. A giant wave is just now starting to hit the U.S. next month that is now 10 times the radiation that previously hit us. We're all being hit by this. I don't care what color you are or what sexual persuasion. And we're going to cover it all and your phone calls in the second hour coming up and gay false flags as well. We'll tell you what that is.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi.